Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are with Parker Reed on location, interestingly enough, at the historic Waveland Golf Course. We just move all over the place, don't we?
Every week. Every week, somewhere new.
Where were we last week?
We were at Saison.
Saison.
Yeah, Saison.
That's right.
Also in
Windsor Heights.
What are we doing? Beautiful town.
We're hanging out here, man.
We're hanging out at Waveland.
All right, so you are with City View Magazine. You come in once a week. And by the way, we should mention the reason that you're here and Jeff Pitts is not is?
His wife had a kid. Had a baby.
His wife had a kid. Yeah, there's Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, a new father as of today, as a matter of fact.
As of the 28th
of June. Yeah, so let me see. Hold on. I've got the name. Emma Jane Pitts. Oh, it was yesterday. The delivery is on 6/27. I think he's off on that. Of course, fathers are that way.
Tell him the Michael Libby date is the
28th. It's 28th, yeah. Emma Jane Pitts. Congratulations, Jeff Pitts, on the birth of your new daughter. Mazel tov. Wonderful. All right, so you're taking over.
Solo.
Let's do it. What do you got for us?
Okay, we got a whole bunch of stuff. Let's hope I can...
you're on your own, man.
If I don't crumble without Jeff.
I know, you're on your own.
Usually my rock. Okay, Friday, the 29th, we've got the Twist Improv Show. You ever go to comedy clubs?
Oh, yes, I have been.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, this is a comedy show, not at a comedy club.
Of course.
The Twist Improv is happening at Java Joe's.
Oh,
join
nice.
Us as some of the top improvisers in Des Moines compete in games that you would see on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I know.
You like that
Carey?
Show?
Drew Carey?
Mm-hmm. I grew up with that show. Every game will have a twist that not even the performers will know about until the game starts. You think the points will matter?
I don't think so. All right, that's a Java Joe's.
$5 Friday night.
Obviously.
If you want to show up.
Yeah, and drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. Also Friday night, Dan Tedesco.
I know this guy. Why do I know this guy?
He is a local songwriter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he performed at 8035 last
That's
year.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Was that earlier today you talked to?
I don't know. But we aired it yesterday.
Yes, okay.
That was with Jill Haverkamp. And we were talking about 8035 marketing.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Good stuff.
It was good stuff, yeah. You should listen to the podcast.
I'll send it to everyone that I send this show to.
There you go.
He was called Intensely Original by Iowa Public Radio, and he describes himself as if Bob Dylan grew up listening to Radiohead. That'll be a seated rooftop show at the Des Moines Social Club.
Nice, and that's Friday.
Friday night. Right. Those shows are really cool. I've been to one other one, you know, as it sounds, rooftop. You're sitting down, there'll be drinks available to purchase.
Right. All the water you can have.
All the H2O that is not coming from the sky.
That's right.
And then this one is, I thought I had to include this one.
All right.
The Ironside Axe Club.
Wow.
Is having its grand opening. And they're having an open house Friday and Saturday.
I'm not sure and I want to go.
And here's why you should go, in their words, not mine. You will receive lessons from one of our axe-throwing coaches on how to throw an axe.
Oh, what could go wrong?
You will get the opportunity to throw axes and see why it lives up to the hype, in their own words, and you're allowed to bring in your own food and drinks. What?
What else would you want to do, right? And when is this?
This is Friday and Saturday, Friday from 4 to 10.
At the Axe what?
In the Ironside Axe Club.
Wow. And where is this? Any idea?
No. Did not get that deep into it. Friday, 4 to 10. Saturday, 2 to 10, if for whatever reason you want to go throw an axe for free.
All right. Ironside Axe Club, ladies and gentlemen. Google.
And on the opposite end of the entertainment spectrum, Saturday night, we have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill at
Tim
Wells
McGraw and
Fargo.
Faith Hill. You know, there is a couple that have withstood the rigors of show business. And they're still together.
They are still together. This is their third headlining tour together, and the first since 2007.
Been a while.
They haven't toured together since then. And from what I've seen about this show, if anyone's interested in Tim McGraw, Faith Hill,
sure.
It looks to be one hell of a show.
Really?
Yeah. Just the stage design seems like an hourglass set up for whatever reason. You know, it's a big show. People are being lifted into the air and whatnot.
Of course. I'd go see Faith Hill.
The second leg of the Soul to Soul tour, which will see over 100 stops by its conclusion in July.
Wow.
A lot of them sold out.
Yo, that is a real rigorous opportunity. I mean, you know, can you imagine?
It also seems like, I don't even know how they do it. They go back and forth between their own songs, and they perform their songs that they do as a duo together. It seems like...
It's a lot of nights on the road.
A lot of them. Yep.
It's at Wells Fargo, I imagine.
Wells Fargo yeah. Arena. Tickets for as cheap as $30 if you're interested.
Really?
For the nosebleeds.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to get right up into the action, you're looking at about $120. But
still not bad. I mean, comparative.
Yeah, if, for
Shall
real.
I tell you what I paid for Paul McCartney seats?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How was that?
It was excellent.
Amazing?
That was an amazing show. My wife cried.
What song?
Every one of them. Are you kidding? It was a streaming, babbling brook.
I couldn't believe it. I wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah.
But, of course, I was in Minnesota.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Next up, we have a couple of reoccurring events that I want to talk about that we haven't talked about before. If you're feeling ambitious with a family and or partner, The Dinner Detective, reoccurring on Saturday nights at the Embassy Suites downtown Des Moines.
And?
It is the largest award-winning interactive comedic murder mystery dinner show in the United States. That is about as niche as a show can be.
You know, that whole murder mystery thing, live played thing, mm-hmm. is interesting to me. And it seems to be, it was really hot, really, really, really hot several years ago. And this is the first I've heard of one of these
deals. And they did promise that, I believe the words they used, that it wouldn't be hokey.
No hokey.
There wouldn't be any over-the-top you know, costumes or anything. They said that the show would be happening around you, as in the people who dress normally, as in everyone else, will
oh, they're
be
there.
The people that will be murdered.
Ooh, yeah. Whoa. Parker Reed, ladies and gentlemen, from City View, letting us in on the murder mystery.
It's a little pricey, $60, but you are getting a 4-course dinner, the murder mystery prize for the top sleuth, and there's a cash bar.
And where is this?
The Embassy Suites.
All right.
Downtown.
All right. Nice.
Okay. And also, it's summer. Can you get enough of the Iowa Cubs?
Never.
Literally never.
Do you go?
I haven't this year. Last year, I went a couple times.
It is just, it's the, you know, and every time you guys come in and talk about baseball and the Iowa Cubs, I say this, it is the most fabulous thing. I mean, it's so... Just the socialness, and you know, I wish the prices weren't quite as steep. But hey, you know,
especially with the Iowa Cubs, where a lot of people go purely for community,
right?
And just for fun with their family, it really is a good time. I went on my birthday last year with a whole group of friends, and it was sold out. It was sold out. We only had standing room tickets, and
but standing room tickets at the Cubs at the Principal Cubs. Park is cool.
Yeah. Absolutely, the environment's awesome. Great fan base.
Yeah, good stuff.
They are playing the Memphis Redbirds Friday through Tuesday.
That's better than the baby cakes. Mm-hmm. Remember we were talking about the baby. Who in the hell would have
I don't know, but I want a t-shirt. I want a jersey. Okay. Next week, the nation's birthday, July 4th.
It is.
Happening on Monday, the 25th Yankee Doodle Pops.
You know, that is a staple at our house. We go every single year, spread out the blanket, take the lawn chairs, sit there and dig on Joseph Junta and the Iowa Pops. Yeah.
Is this Michael Libby certified?
It is.
Would you say?
Clearly Michael Libby certified. Do not take alcohol because there are roaming Iowa State troopers there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No alcohol is permitted at all?
No.
Okay. Iowa's largest single-day concert event. This year's program, Simon Sings America, will feature Iowa native
Simon Estes.
Mm-hmm.
He's 80 years old.
Is he real? Oh.
80 years old. I saw him about 3 or 4 weeks ago at a bike shop.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Bike World in West Des Moines.
Oh, where
taking a look at taking a look at recumbents and bicycles. And anyway, so he was there just kind of shopping, and I waited for him to kind of start walking away, and I walked up to him and I said, Mr. Estes, I just wanted to say, I mean, he is such a generous, warm, loving human being. And when he speaks to you, the timbers rattle. His voice is amazing. Just amazing.
Well, I love that he was, you just saw him at Bike World.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's great. Is he still biking actively?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I'm doing that 80.
Yeah, I'm close, and I, you know, who knows? Wow, Simon Estes is going to be doing it with Joseph Junta and the Des Moines Symphony.
He'll be singing classics like Old Man River and God Bless America.
Oh, are you kidding me? He's going to sing Old Man River. Can you imagine that voice? I'll be there, so God willing.
For free, Monday at the State Capitol, West Harris. Okay, Tuesday night at Hoyt Sherman Place, we have the Pixies.
That goes back a few years.
Mm-hmm. They first rose to prominence in the late 1980s. They are best known for their song "Where Is My Mind," which was featured prominently in the 1999 drama Fight Club. In the
come out, no,
it's one of the, it's been used very heavily over the years in advertisements, film, and TV
shows.
So
if we heard it, we know
it. If you heard it right now, you would probably
100%.
I'd bet at least $5.
Yeah.
That's the budget I'm working with these days.
The Pixies, ladies and gentlemen. Hoyt Sherman.
The Pixies. It is sold out, but you can scalp them online for $80, or you can go to their Facebook page, as I just picked up tickets today.
Are you going?
I'm going to Spoon tonight at Woolies.
Spoon.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, right.
It's been sold out for months. But if you are interested in seeing a show like this, go to the Facebook page. People are usually selling tickets the day of How I Got My Tickets Today.
To Spoon.
Mm-hmm. Face value.
Very nice. Really?
They didn't jack it up.
All right.
People need to get rid of those tickets.
Parker Reed, ladies and gentlemen, City View. Is that it?
We got a couple more.
Oh, go.
Is that okay?
No, yeah.
Do we have any place to be?
No.
We're
hanging out at a golf course, man. What are you?
I like this event a lot, and I was surprised we haven't
talked about
it.
It's like car karaoke, only it's the golf course, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, did you hear that Corden did Paul McCartney? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the video, but I did see that.
Yeah. I mean, like a 23-minute segment.
I can't even imagine.
James Corden and Paul McCartney. Yeah. Well, Penny Lane, they did Penny. They did all this. And Corden was taking him on a tour of his home place in Liverpool.
Oh.
It was just, it's an amazing piece of television. It really is.
I think that shows just, you know, how where James Corden is today in the pop culture.
Well, and that's the only reason James Corden's there, because most of that is, it's okay, but this stuff, this carpool karaoke is amazing.
People love it.
How did we get off on that?
You brought it up.
I'm sorry. I forget.
It's fun. I like this event a lot. Zoo Brew. At the Blank Park
there
Zoo.
There you go. Go see the zebra.
Go see the zebra. Get a couple brews. Support the zoo.
And when is that?
That is every Wednesday during the summer.
All right.
And this one is the last one, and I have to mention it because it is sponsored by Big Green Umbrella.
Womp, womp.
Music in the Junction. Valley Junction. Farmer's Market with a band every Thursday.
Right. Okay. That comes up on Thursdays. What do you mean? City View is doing this?
Yeah. Big Green Umbrella is sponsoring it, and we'll be there.
Are you going to be cracking beers over on the side? Usually that's what the sponsors do. You
I
know?
Think that is.
Yeah.
We will have a tent.
Right.
And I believe.
So here, let me tell you how this goes. Okay. So they have a truck, and then they have people who are sponsoring, and they are flicking the lids off the beers, taking the money and doing all that. So they get like free publicity, and Valley Junction gets free labor, which is really more important. And so that you have banners and signage and all that kind of stuff there. I want to go. I'll have to go. I got to get a picture of Jolene.
Local rock band, Abby Normal.
Abby play. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that on the 3rd of July in Windsor Heights, very close to where we're at right now, in Windsor Heights is going to be Abby Normal. Abby Normal's playing at the 4th of July celebration in Colby Park on the 3rd.
That's great. What?
Great song.
You can't beat free music outdoors. I've been to this event before.
It is amazing. Yeah.
A lot of people, fun music.
And with Abby Normal being there, I've heard some great bands there. You know, and there's a lot of folks, and it's just it's a party atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Parker Reed. He is from City View Magazine, talking about what's going on in the Metro this weekend and into next week. Parker, thanks for doing this.
Good to be here.
Filling in for the Jeffrey.
Filling in, but not replacing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that about does it for us for another day. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Our sales and marketing guru is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Hunter Pease. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for, of course, Parker Reed, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.